And we have some sad news now for tennis fans and people who just root for that rare individual who is cut from a different cloth. Bud Collins, beloved for his deep knowledge of tennis, his sartorial flair, and his citizen-of-the-world approach to life, died today at 86. He was an analyst for CBS and NBC, but also longtime columnist for the Boston Globe. As ESPN said today, he wrote his way into the International Tennis Hall of Fame with prose that came from an era of Damon Runyon. We spoke many times over the years. Here he is in 2011 at Wimbledon. The two top American women, Serena and Venus Williams, were out of the competition. One lone American male was in. And I asked Bud Collins if other players, for instance, Serbs who'd lived through a war, were just too hungry.
Those people, the Russian women particularly, and the Serbians who won the Davis Cup, they have worked very hard because, as you say, they went through the bombings by the NATO. And finally, Djokovic's family sent him to a tennis camp in Germany.
Yeah.
But he is not number one yet, but he's very, very close.
Yeah. Bud Collins, reporting from Wimbledon for us. And Bud, just real quick, can you give us a preview of your pants?
Some people in New Zealand gave me the fabric, and they're black and red.
We'll look for that.
And white.
His pants. They are mourning in the Oxford shop in Harvard Square where those pants were made. Only a game's Bill Littlefield this year. You recognize the laugh, but through tears, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was it about him?
Well, you know, everybody's going to talk about his sartorial splendor, and everybody's going to talk about the nicknames that he came up with for many, many, many tennis players. But my primary feeling for Bud was for his generosity. He was the most generous man in our business that I have ever known. And he simply never had a bad word to say about anybody. I remember talking to him one time about the father of one of the women on the tennis tour who had behaved spectacularly badly. And Bud quietly said, well, perhaps he was overserved. He simply didn't say nasty things about people, and he had every opportunity to do that. My first meeting with Bud was many, many years ago. I was writing a magazine piece, and they suggested that I interview Bud Collins. And I called him up, and he said, well, this is wonderful. We'll have lunch on the patio at Longwood. We'll have cheeseburgers. And so I met him on the patio at Longwood. And it was the stupidest thing I ever did because every 12 seconds somebody would come over to the table. Hey, Bud, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. It was the worst place to ever do an interview that you could imagine. He was simply too popular to interview at Longwood. We should have met somewhere else entirely.
Right. Well, even there, probably. And there was his way with words rhyming, you know, when describing a match. Here he is at the Australian Open in 2009. Spain's Nadal beat Federer, and there were tears of joy and defeat on the court.
We found out that the rain, R-E-I-G-N, from Spain has fallen on this concrete plain right here in Melbourne.
Bill, the words, just in the few seconds we have, the words.
Well, he was an original. And, you know, he told me one time that years ago one of his editors had said, you know, you have a choice, Bud. You can kind of be the tennis writer of all time or you can kind of work around and do other sports. And he chose tennis. But we shouldn't forget that he also wrote about Muhammad Ali and championed him.
Yeah.
He also wrote about Abbie Hoffman. I mean, Abbie Hoffman called him after he got out of prison and said, hey, Bud, you got any tickets? Because Bud had coached Abbie Hoffman as a tennis player. I mean, he truly was a citizen of the world.
Yeah, they are mourning around the world. Bud Collins, who died today at the age of 86, and we also want to pass our condolences to his wife, Anita. Bill, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.